Welcome back. Today we explore the yoga of feeling, the second path to self-awareness. So when we feel disconnected from the world, then we feel anxious. We feel a little bit of fear. We might then get angry. Anger can lead to hostility and ultimately a whole cascade of negative emotions such as guilt, shame, mistrust, humiliation, depression, and everything that causes inflammation in the body. So when you're disconnected from the web of existence, when you feel a separate self, that's when you get these negative emotions. On the other hand, when you're connected with life, ultimately with the source of all life, then you feel happy, you feel joyful. You also are more likely to be kind and compassionate and empathetic and loving, and also you're more likely to be at peace and have what is called equanimity. Equanimity means no melodramatic ups and downs with what's happening around you, whether it's the news or whether it's climate change or whether it's political discourse and all the nonsense that happens. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about really being unflappable despite the craziness that is around you. That's called equanimity. And when you are practicing the yoga of feeling, then you automatically get those divine qualities, love, compassion, joy, equanimity. But it goes beyond that. You overcome the fear of death. You have many other milestones, which I can tell you as you wake up. And there are many milestones that occur. And it's an amazing experience. And I will discuss those milestones with you. But today we focus on feeling. So the yoga of feeling is, once again, I told you, love, compassion, joy, equanimity, loss of the fear of death. So we proceed very slowly. Today, before you make a choice, ask yourself, will this choice make me happier or not? Who does this choice affect? Will it make them happy or not? Is this choice loving and compassionate? Does it include empathy and understanding? And is it likely to shift me in my awareness from separation to unity? And is it going to help others in some way or another shift from separation to unity? Focusing on divine attitudes and divine emotions, love, compassion, joy, equanimity. That's the yoga of feeling.